For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
K100 with Tony and the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Run Wild was one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop
rocking through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Queen stuff and some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
I like the fact that our Patreon members, the Disco, you suspended them more, who should know the rules, more than the regular listeners.
Well, they ask a bunch of shitty questions, you know? So it's like that.
You'd think they'd be smarter than that. So they,
Patreon members. I would like, it's funny, because Bischoff goes on his show, and he says, and he's got some evidence, because he says, like, he likes the words that, like, some of the users use of intelligent words in their emails and stuff. And Eric says that he easily has the most intelligent audience.
I see. Okay? Yeah.
And I would like to think that our audience is more intelligent than other audiences, right? But when I see a lot of your emails, I can't make that claim. Right. I actually have to say there's some bad actors in that narrative that are trying to sabotage the fact that I think that we have a higher IQ audience than it seems like we actually do.
Just out of curiosity, what podcast do you listen to, Joe? And what podcast do you listen to, Disco?
I stopped listening to like podcasts. I became like a real YouTube.
Okay, who an artist?
Whatever. I'll watch clips on everything, but mostly I watch a lot of MMA channels now. So like MMA on Point,
wrestling.
Something like that. Yeah. Wrestling. I'll peek in on what Meltzer and Alvarez are doing just to keep up with everything.
That's it.
Podcasts. I listen to sports podcasts, and for wrestling, I don't listen to any wrestling podcast.
Give me a name on the sports podcast.
The sports podcast, gambling, the podcast gambling network. There's like,
yeah.
Pregame. There's like this guys I know. There's some guys in Vegas here.
Maybe people want to listen to it.
Okay, it's got the pregame.com. Okay, but right. Pregame crew is like they're like really smart with like gambling. But Josh Towers, our boy,
yeah,
does a baseball show on pregame.com with this guy Scott Seidenberg. He's like they're all professional gamblers, but it's sports talk. You know, they've been okay. So
wrestling
and Chael Sonnen.
Just YouTube clips. Do you have the
man? Like who? Who do you like to listen to?
Sometimes I listen to Cornette clips, Eric clips, Alvarez and Dave, Dutch, the Busted Open sometimes, their clips and Russo's clips. Like,
wow. Ooh, you got to.
Why are some people that have been in the band? I tried to listen to the Mark podcasters. Okay. Right. And the content is just like I'm not going to sit there and yes, and it sounds like why am I listening to fans?
Right,
like they're talking like I'm not. They bring zero, like literally nothing to the table that I would be interested in. I've tried to listen, but the fan podcasts just they have no substance. Everything is just from a fan's perspective. They think the report story like they're. Knowledge is repeating the story from one of the dirt sheets, mm-hmm. like that they read, somewhere.
It's okay, non wrestling,
sports, and I used to listen to Ben Shapiro, but it's just like during I'm just not interested in that anymore. I'm not really interested in politics right now.
You're forgetting.
Here's what I listen to. You know what's a good show?
Yeah,
who I think is really good is Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, I think.
Megyn Kelly is excellent. She's a former lawyer. So right. when a lot of the main, she was like during the trials, whenever there's a trial, like a first person that the mainstream media isn't really covering, she is like the most in-depth podcast because she has on legal analysts like every day talking about it. Like you're very smart people. So
right.
I listen to her more than
Don't you listen to Rogan anymore?
Yeah, well, he's got a guest on that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I like Rogan a lot.
Yeah, I've always listened to Rogan, but it has to be somebody like, if he's some obscure guy, I don't listen to,
obscure about shit it. Or
I love that. Not I listen all the Mike Baker ones, the former CIA guy that he has on there. That's my favorite guest.
Right.
Because I never mind.
And you also like, which I also like, that guy that talks about,
the archaeologists.
That guy.
Yeah, well, Graham, what's his name? There's a couple archaeologist guys that they come on and they're just,
right, very.
I have to listen to those at once.
And all the guys that came on talking about the UFO guys, great.
Graham Hancock, yeah.
Right. Stuff that's like outside Graham Hancock, right? Yeah. Yeah. Guys are like educated to things that are interesting that I did not know, that information I had no clue of.
Right.
When we're talking, when we talk about this, I've just said before that 12,000 years ago, North America was covered in ice.
Right.
That's like what the evidence has shown. Like the things they say, well, obviously.
And connected to Africa.
Well, it just shows you what happens too when a meteor or some large object hits Earth at a high speed. It creates this massive, it changes the whole planet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Africa, North Africa is desert now, right? Like, 3,000 years ago, it was all foliage. That's not a long time. Like, I've always said, if you're talking about like periods of time, and this is what you put it in perspective, okay? Because when we talk about billions of years, like God knows what happened billions of years ago, because like the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, supposedly, right? But if you took a car, an automobile, and you left it outside, within 100 years, it would just deteriorate to rust. It would just like they would get rusty, collapse, and just disappear in 100 years.
Biodegradable. Yeah.
100 years. So literally, like the way you measure things is like, dude, like 30 cars ago, South Africa, the North Africa was in foliage. 30 cars is not, if you wind up 30 cars and say, okay, 100, they're all gone. That doesn't seem like that long of a period of time, which shows you how climate is constantly changing.
right? And we're here in this window of our like this 100-year window where we've been keeping up, where we've been recording. Joe, look this up. Mm-hmm. Look up how long has weather been recorded? Okay, well, we've actually been recording weather, like the daily temperatures and stuff. Like, look at that, right?
1659 is the oldest continuous record. There's some measurements that begin in 1850, but there's too few data points before 1880.
Okay, 1880, right? Okay. Yeah. What did we start measuring in 1880?
It says meteorological records started in 1927, at best go back to 1880 from data retrieved and sifted from the earliest offices and weather stations. And they recorded temperatures. They recorded temperatures and storms and
Okay, so we started recording temperatures.
Average rainfall throughout the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro, think about that. We have just like a 140-year window where we think we've got the climate issue figured out, that we need to ban fossil fuels and stuff like that. Dude, like the earth has been changing for years. Like going through climate change and stuff like that. And we're trying to figure out, like, oh, all of a sudden everything's man-made now. And we figure that out. It's like, I'm not buying it. And I don't think anybody that has any skeptical, like inkling, like a skeptical mind shouldn't buy it. Because you're thinking like if you're taking a mathematical equation, like you're looking at 4.5 billion years. Like, how microscopic is that little window of period of time in that general picture that we're trying to figure everything out? It's ridiculous.
Did you see that clip from Martin Pearson, D.I.?
Which one?
About climate change. I wanted to show Conan. It's like 2 minutes.
I may have, but why don't you go ahead and play it?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time. You know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. Mm. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and they got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams, and the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available in 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. You like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription, have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here, and I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera, but at the same time, it's a habit, you know, so I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches, and actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch, because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive, and if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it, and it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100. and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
Science is nothing. What passes for the settled science is nothing of the sort.
Okay.
In everywhere you look, if you're a scientist, everywhere you look into any given question deeply, you run into conundrums and profound sources of disagreement, even about what's hypothetically fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
In the climate, science is a good example of that. That's an appalling scam.
How so?
Well, Here's the simplest way to look at it. You can tell me what you make of this. Okay, so we're essentially in a carbon dioxide drought by historical standards. So if you look at the proportion of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere over the last number of hundreds of millions of years, like a pretty whopping time frame, we're at a very, very low level. We dropped to about 350 parts per million by, say, 1850, something like that. Plants start to die at 250, right? Because they need carbon dioxide. So we were almost at the point where the plants were going to start to die. That's how low the carbon dioxide levels are. Now, they have been increasing. Why? Well, some of that's probably man-made. You know, that's not exactly settled, but we could give the devil his due and say some of that's man-made. Okay, so now we're up to something in the low 400s. And that's been increasing, and perhaps because of industrial output. So what's been the major consequence? The major consequence is that the planet is 20% greener than it was in the year 2000. 20%. This is NASA data. No one disputes this, by the way. The satellite imagery is absolutely clear.
Okay.
20% greener. An area the size of the continental U.S. has greened since the year 2000. So the whole planet is 20% greener. That's a big effect.
Mm.
Crop yield has gone up 13%. Right. Okay. Where's the planet getting greener? Because you heard climate, global warming, the deserts are going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it wasn't global warming because that turned out to be a scam. Then it was climate change. The deserts are going to grow. It's like, no, the deserts are shrinking. The deserts are shrinking because the planet is greening because there's more carbon dioxide. If you took a dispassionate look at the data and you looked at the effects of carbon dioxide, the biggest effect clearly by likely an order of magnitude is the greening effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, is that good? Well, it's the opposite was what was predicted.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite was regarded as a catastrophe. Okay, so the opposite of a catastrophe is good. There's more plants and crops grow better. Okay, so what's the problem exactly?
Reasonable.
Was that
very reasonable? My counter to that has always been, you know, back in history, they didn't have smokestacks, they didn't have coal, they didn't have, you know, the water supply being infected by mercury and other bullshit. You know, burning coal produces carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide. What was the other one? Oh, the ozone layer, bro, you know. Which is caused by fluorocarbons, you know, aerosol spray cans. There was something, you know, the ozone layer is what protects us from the sun's rays. You know what I'm saying? And there's a hole in it. From what I understand, it's actually like getting better. Yeah, he makes a valid point. My only thing is, bro, there's no way, and you're smart enough to understand this, both of you, is that we can have all these pollutants in the air and in the water and that it's not going to affect you somehow, you know?
Okay, but here's what I would say, all right? And you're right. the one effect, but the question is, what is the effect? How much of does the effect impact your ability to lead your daily life? Like, what is your daily life?
Well, there was a city, and you could probably look it up, Joe, where kids were being born with deformities because of the water supply, and the city got sued. See if you can find that.
Well, okay.
But you're saying, what are the effects? I'm telling you.
No. But here's my point I'm trying to make. Is that if you look at the okay, because basically climate change is based on...
Remember we talked about the frogs being gay and all that?
Right, yeah.
Water supply,
right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Camp Lejeune.
The people that are forwarding the climate change narrative, okay, are fear-mongering into making us think that the climate is at a more, like, well, what we're doing as human beings, okay, are creating a situation where there's like an immediate concern that we have to change what we're doing because the climate is going to affect our lives, like in the very near future. And my thing is, like, dude, all you have to do is the people that are forwarding this narrative is look at their history of prognostications involving what's going to happen to us if we continue on this path. The number one climate change thing was back when Al Gore came back with the Inconvenient Truth, where it was like the Inconvenient Truth that, like, this was settled. Like, we're warming the climate and stuff, and this is going to happen. But the predictions have been comically inaccurate. New York is supposed to be underwater right now. There's been like everything.
Isn't California going to fall to the ocean?
They haven't been accurate with any of their predictions. So my thing is, like I said, as a reasonable person, why would you continue to be listening to these people that are fear-mongering on this when your predictions, none of them have come true so far? My thing is, you're obviously fear-mongering to get to do some other nefarious reason to try to, or maybe you just think that we're at a higher risk of what we are. My thing is, like, okay, if there's like 10, like this Greta Van, who's the girl, the Swedish?
Yeah, girl? I know who you're talking about.
Oh, the little girl. Yeah, what?
Yeah, no, the one that never smiled.
A kid that goes on TV.
How dare you?
Says within 10 years of
Thunberg.
Do we think you're ruining our future or something? And then we'll look 10 years from the time she said it and nothing's changed.
Yeah,
we're like probably like hundreds of years away from the climate actually affecting us. And we're trying to make it sound like it's going to happen next week. That's my contention.
I'm just going to say that.
That's what I tell people. Stop.
Okay. Can you read, Joe, what you found there? Just a little clip of the Lejeune thing, Camp Lejeune. And I know there was in another city besides Camp Lejeune. Maybe somewhere, I'm thinking Michigan, but go ahead.
So they had 1,740 lawsuits. What happened was plaintiffs got kidney cancer, bladder cancer, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or Parkinson's, which was caused by the, allegedly, because this is the lawsuit lingo, caused by the contaminated water.
What does that do to climate change? Somebody contaminated the water. I don't know what that part of the discussion for it.
Yeah, because there's, like I said, there's pollutants in the air, there's pollutants in our water, right? And I said, that can't be good, of course.
Yeah, but that's repairable.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting has come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from arenaclub.com. The only repack that provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then, because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and display. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delays or cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately. So buy with confidence, knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale providing an explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Otani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you do expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack, and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are up front. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
But let me tell you what really caught me is like around 20 years ago is when they discovered that there was a fucking hole in the ozone layer, right? Which basically protects us from the UV rays, which are harmful, you know? And I was like, holy shit.
Okay, you know? You're right, right. Let's go back on that. Okay, let's go back to that. What has been the effect of that?
Well, we got rid of the...
That was one of the most fearful things that the climate change people were saying, oh my God, the ozone layer, some of the... And it's like, all right, well, I'm waiting. Dude, here's the thing. Like, it's very difficult for people because, like, the main thing about climate change is people, like, Hillary Clinton actually said this, and it was a flat-out lie, right? That heat-related deaths are the number one contributing factor to climate change, which is completely untrue because 7 times more deaths occur in the cold, extreme cold weather than they do in extreme heat. Cold is what kills people.
Yeah.
Okay? Heat... I know, perfect example. I live in one of the most extreme heat places on the planet Earth, Las Vegas, Nevada, especially in the United States. It gets 120 degrees in the summer. We're fine. We survive. We're not talking about like, we're not trying to make it, but this is, you live in the heat, you get acclimated to the weather, and that's how it works. If the heat's too much for you, you move to another area where the heat's like, go to Colorado. You know, where it's just like, you know, so, but like, I'm going to say that the solutions that are forwarded to deal with climate change, I don't think there's anything honest in where they come from. I think there's more nefarious reasons for doing that and more ways to control people. That's my thing. I just don't think it's an honest argument, with, especially the way they're trying to, like, wait, dude, think about this. Think about how vulnerable a society is that tries to transfer itself to just electric power. Okay, and how simple it is for you don't have enough power rolling by. What happens to a slate? Say California, right? They want to have all electric cars within 7, 8, 9. Joe, look that up. See where California wants to get to electric, right? What happens if the electric grid goes out and people can't charge their cars for like a week? Well, what do you do? Like, think about how crippling that is to like a society. And like, we literally want to transfer like the way go from fossil fuels to electric. And I'm like, you really want to compromise that many people and compromise society to an obvious, bro, there can be cyber attacks. We don't have enough electricity because too many people are using it and stuff like that. There's so many vulnerabilities when we're fast tracking to trying to get everybody to go electric because we think that the earth is going to blow up if we don't do it anytime soon. It just makes me wonder, it's like, why are they doing this? Because it does not make sense. And even Elon, bro, Elon Musk is the number one electric car maker in the world. He said, hey, we got to slow down on this. Bro, like, for example, like, we had the infrastructure bill, right? The big infrastructure, okay? Build back better infrastructure. You would think one of the major things that we have to get done with the infrastructure bill, if you're forwarding, going all electric, bro, we need to be building tons of charging stations. They spent $7 billion already. You know how many charging stations? Could you look that up? How many charging stations? So it's like, bro, I think it's single digits. Like, you would think, like, well, Evelyn's money was a... Bro, it just shows you whenever the government spends money and we like to, oh, we were spending it. You know where all the money goes? To the pockets of the administrators of that. Like people making $500,000 salaries, you know, like $1 million salaries. And that. Bro, they just steal the money that the government's giving them. And we're not getting anything done, you know? Because that was the big thing. It's like they're saying, like, why do you only build like 7 charging stations? It's ridiculous. We've given you billions of dollars. Well, what's going on? And it shows you. Government malpractice. It's like the government spends money. They don't even know where the money goes. Like, they probably gave all this money to people. They probably just like, you know, but like construction work, right? Vegas is the perfect example. There are properties in Vegas that there was construction for like 10 years. How are these things not getting built? It's because you're getting the money and the people at the top are taking the money. They don't have enough money to pay people, and they have to stop the building process for a while until they get more money.
I can't believe this. So Congress provided $7.5 billion for electric vehicle chargers.
Right.
So far, the Biden administration has built zero. Zero.
You're wondering, you people, like, we're really going to keep listening to you people about what you want to like do with climate. Your ways of dealing with climate change? It's like, give me a freaking break.
And that's why I'm skeptical about a lot of things, even more so anymore, including climate change, because I've been pushed to the point now where if it's coming from Biden or the administration, I don't trust it anymore. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Joe. As you know, I don't believe any politician. I don't follow any politician. I don't give a fuck about any politician. But my common sense, not what anybody told me I read, when I go out, especially like in Mexico is a lot of smog, and it's like black a lot of times. And you're thinking, dude, there's no way this air is good. And they even have like air quality indexes. You can't come out at certain times because the air is too dirty. You know, and you're just looking at it and go, this can't be good for you. You know, it has nothing to do with what politicians are trying to, what narrative or not. It's just fucking common sense. You know, like when you fucking turn on water in a hotel room and it's a little bit brown. You're not going to fucking drink that, you know? Right. So, you know, to me, you know, it's just a lot of common sense. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their products, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you know, Punk's Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. I got, because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like Conan said, the material's really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It was so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They've got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offer's a limited time only, so jump on it, get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.